Share in the secret.
Drones in Pakistan said to kill 20 of the bad guys. Yet there's lots of criticism over the drone, fair or foul. The bankers, after being told that they were going to have to suffer a tax for those big bad bonuses, say, bring it on, baby. We're going to weigh that constitutionality because we have friends who are lawyers and we are going to challenge it. They're not going to take it lying down. How about that? Not a surprise. In the meantime, yeah, sure, blame it on America. The French are saying it's our fault with the medical delays, while Hugo, the butcher Chavez, chimes in his two cents and says, sure, America, wink, wink, is there in Haiti in the name of aid, but they're really occupying Haiti. That's what America does. Please, give me a break. Why does everybody reach out for help and then they want to spit in our faces when they don't like something that's going on? I think that's the biggest blunder, if you will, of the weekend, some of the things that are coming out of Haiti and the reaction to it. Here is the deal on what's going on with the airport in Haiti and the flights. Get it, people? It's a small airport. You just can't fly in gigantic planes. And, oh, yeah, there's no fuel. There's fuel shortages. So good luck fueling up that bird and lifting off. And there's communication problems at the Port-au-Prince airport. So, yes, it does hinder that massive international aid effort in that country 5 days after the earthquake, where there could be 100,000 plus dead. Who knows what the total is ultimately. But how is that America's fault? The United States has had to step in to try to run the airport and sort it out. The U.S. military has to do that. The French are saying, nah, screw the U.S. military. It's their management of the airport that's been a nightmare. We were turned away thanks to the Americans. So in Paris, after some of these words started to fly out, they tried to squash the verbal attack from the pilots who were trying to fly in the aid because they didn't want to open up this kind of can of worms. I mean, again, hey, if the French want to control the airport, let them fly in their military guys and they can run the airport. Give me a break on that one. In fact, one of the generals on the ground, the lead general who's now in charge because he happened to be in Haiti, General Keane, was on one of the Sunday shows, and he talked about what was happening at the airport and how they were trying to smooth it out and how actually things are getting better.
Well, sir, I was staying at the ambassador residence. Like you said, we were there on a pre-planned visit with about five of my fellow service members. My executive boss and I were in the ambassador residence when the earthquake struck. Three of my personnel were in the Hotel Montana that completely collapsed. So I can tell you it was devastating, and it's like the Indiana Jones movie where the whole earth shakes and we ran outside and his residence really was swaying back and forth. Fortunately, it didn't collapse. Well, we're doing better every day. Yesterday was a very good day. We, the paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division, they delivered over 70,000 bottled water, and they delivered over 130,000 rations. And that's just what we delivered. Of course, our partners here with the United Nations forces were doing the same thing, and the international community and the various organizations. But we need to do more, and we need to do it faster, and we're building the capacity, as we noted earlier, to do that. This is a challenging logistical problem. We've got one airport that only has one runway and one taxiway. We've got the best airmen in the world here who arrived within 24 hours to open this airport so it could run 24 hours a day.
All right, so you heard that. The general's trying to do what he can. They want it to run 24 hours a day. You got one runway. However, I guess they're open to any of the suggestions that the French might have for solving the quandary that is. And I can't see what that would be, right? What do you expect the United States to do? Fly in a couple of runways that we can, we have these foldable runways that we can suddenly throw out there? All right, speaking of that, and I mentioned this, also Hugo Chavez, I think, uses it as an opportunity to slam the U.S., but what else is new? There's no way that Chavez is ever, ever going to be in bed with the United States, and frankly, we don't want him there. But the Venezuelan president over the weekend accused the U.S. of using the earthquake as a pretext to occupy that country. And he offered to send fuel from his nation. Yeah. And here's the deal. Specifically, he quotes this. He says he read that 3,000 soldiers were arriving, Marines armed as if they were going to war, that there isn't a shortage of guns there, but doctors, medicine, fuel, field hospitals, that's what the United States should send, which is what they're sending. And then he throws this in. He says, oh, what are they doing there in the streets? They're not doing anything. Are they picking up bodies? Are they looking for the injured? You don't see them. I haven't seen them. Where are they? So this is the deal. Anytime there's a problem or anytime he can be the pot stirrer, that's what Hugo Chavez does. And especially when he can kick dirt in the United States' face. Remember, he was the guy, we started going into the recession and the price of oil got high, went to New York and said, I'll give you all free heating oil. He's always there with the oil thing. I'll give you oil, but what do I want in return? Forget the United States. I'm going to bring you the oil. That's what's going to happen. So, I mean, what do you expect? The United States is sending 5,000 Marines and soldiers to Haiti because guess what? They are part of that rescue effort in trying to dig people out. And, oh, by the way, there's young boys with machetes who are running through the streets. There are looters. There are people that are firing guns off. So you be the judge. What is the best course of action for the United States? To have military there on the ground with no weapons? Because, oh, yes, there's so many weapons in Haiti. Of course not. I mean, give me a break. But they still don't. You've got crippled buildings. You have people desperate. I mean desperate for food and water because they cannot get any. You have people desperate for medical attention. So you have lynch mobs that are turning into looters on the streets. You have thirsty, angry, hungry people who are just trying to survive and looking for a helping hand any way they can get it. And, you know, this is what now, 6 days later, and you've got some of the city that doesn't have anybody coming in. There's bottlenecks, so there aren't convoys coming in. They can't get through. They're trying to get through. You have mobile water stations, of course, that are jammed by crowds who haven't had any sanitation for a week. The only way they're getting word out is by text message mostly. And they're talking about some of the things that are happening. Police had to shoot and kill a guy who was suspected of looting and suspecting of decapitating a woman because he wanted the water. So you're going to have some ugly things that are happening in this case. You have had 70,000 bodies at least that have been buried in mass graves. There is a state of emergency that's been declared until the end of January. And, you know, the president is confirming, the president of Haiti, the president Preval, is saying that 3,500 U.S. troops confined until yesterday to the airport are going to fan out to help the Haitians and the U.N. police to keep some kind of order. The president himself, of course, he wants that. He does not want more chaos in the streets. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Are you sick and tired of America getting kicked in the jaw? Stay with us.
Here we go.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. Our auto ship program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If auto ship B, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
The election in Massachusetts that pits a woman who a lot of people never heard of against a Republican that are in a dead heat in the polls could kill the health care reform bill. I'm going to tell you why coming up around the bend. But I tell you, I'm sick of reading those headlines. And in the years that I've done this, I am so tired of everybody pounding the U.S. Everybody wants help from the U.S. That's who we are. We're the good guys. We ride on the white horse, even though we have deficits that are killing us. We have homeless people in all of our major cities. We have lots of poverty-stricken areas. But of course, and it's not even a question, of course Americans are going, knowing how lucky that we are, Americans are going to reach out and help the Haitian people. But yet then you have the stories like the French pilots. And, of course, you have Hugo Chavez who takes advantage. Oh, the Americans are there just to occupy. They've got their guns. That's what they're doing. Let me come in and give you some oil. Oh, yeah, thanks. And then, you know, you always hear this from various corners of the world, the criticisms of the United States. I mean, hey, we're your friends. Give me a break. Who says that we have to help everyone, right? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous lady?
Hey, I'll tell you this. The Canadians know. The Canadians get it because you know we
well,
have
they
your
lost. Oh, you're talking about Canadians from Canada, not the hockey team. Okay.
No, I'm talking about Canadians from Canada. You know we have your back.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, Air Canada flew out yesterday with a whole bunch of supplies, and they came back with Haitians who have family here in Canada all on the same day. So, you know, with all due respect, don't think that other countries aren't helping. And Hugo Chavez, remember what I always say that they should, that a certain hockey team should do to a certain dictator? Do that to him. You know what I'm talking
about. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, of course, it won't be Alex Ovechkin because he couldn't hit the side of a blind door blindfolded. That's besides the point. But did you hear what Pat Robinson said last week?
Oh, yeah, we played the comments, and we had the pastor who has done a lot of work in Haiti and has people over there talking to us about it, and it was couldn't be worse timing. For something that happened 200 years ago, give me a break.
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to pull. I mean, where Julie works, there was something, like I said, there are a couple of people there who are Haitian. And, you know, we passed around the hat, and with my nephews, you know, they're both going to university here in Montreal. They have a lot of Haitian friends who, since the earthquake hit, have been more worried about, my nephew Joseph, he's got a classmate at, he goes to McGill, excuse me for breathing. And, he was supposed to have a term paper in Friday. So the professor says, "Where's your term paper?" "Well, I'm worried about my family in Haiti." "So this is more important." I'll clean it up for you because I don't want to hear from the FCC. He basically told them where to stuff it and walked out of the class.
Wow. Well, if I had people in Haiti and I couldn't get a hold of them,
yeah.
I don't care what I was doing, whether I was a student at McGill or I was wherever.
Right.
And plus, in school environment, come on, they should give the guy a break if he's worried about his family.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and unfortunately, what this student did is he launched a went up to the dean's office and launched an official complaint against this professor. So
that's what you do when someone gives you the shaft like that. Sam, thanks for the call. We got a couple other people waiting, and we're going to go to them as well. Thank you. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a really good weekend, as a matter of fact. I kind of hung out with the kids and the wife and a little birthday party to go to. And I heard you last month when I hung up. I said, I think this kid's about 3 months. She was actually 4 months Christmas Day. She'll be 5 months, 25th January.
Wow, 5 months already. Woo, time flies.
I'm telling you, it flies. I'm just waiting for the 18th birthday to come flying up.
Yeah, that's a ways down the road.
Yeah. But actually, I was going to, you know, I heard you just say something about the other countries. And actually, you're kind of right. I mean, Canada may be doing their part, and I'm saying they're not. But there's a lot of other countries not really stepping up to their part. And, you know, to give $100 billion of our, you know, when we don't even have $100 billion. You know, I just ask Red China to donate $100 billion since we're going to get it from anyway.
Exactly. Could you take some of that and push it over there? We always suffer those criticisms, yet everybody comes to the United States or expects the United States to react immediately to any kind of a disaster, which we do. And I don't understand why they can't hold their tongue. The French were stupid for making, the pilots were stupid for making that comment. I understand the frustrations. But it's not right when we just took over the airport and it's a mess and this poor general is trying to sort things out. What do you expect?
Well, I mean, you know, we're always labeled as a mean country and a selfish country. We've heard this billions of times. But it's our former presidents that are going over there and giving their time in this country to rally up the money and donate it, you know, sports figures come up with money, donate, celebrities, you know, Ocho Cinco, I heard he's doing a thing now, too. So, I mean, you know, we're a pretty giving country. We're probably the most giving country, I'd say, in the world.
I agree.
I mean, it is a fact that Americans give more money up to charitable contributions than any other country worldwide, bar none. No other country gives as much charity as we do.
Right. And here's the other part to that, Stu. A lot of the people that donate to charity are not people that have money. It's just every working day Joes that will give up. I don't even care if it's a $5, whatever it is. I've seen it. People who really don't have money will do it.
Hey, I'm far from rich, and I mean we give a pretty good chunk every year to the church and to our church and to other things in town and our community. Which, I kind of keep my stuff in my community, but that's where I live, and those are the people that, I need to take care of most. But you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and, I see a lot of other people doing it. We know a lady that's a single mom, two kids, and her kids come up with the idea this year. I thought it was fantastic, 13 and 15. So, you know what Mom said at Christmas this year? We want to donate what we would get gifts to kids that can't get gifts. So they went around Angel Trees and got a bunch of names up Angel Trees and did the same. They did that. And then the girls and their mom for Christmas, and it was the girls' idea, went down to the soup kitchen and donated their time.
Wow, that's good for them.
That's a single mom. So, I think the thing in Haiti, it's a terrible thing. I couldn't even imagine, but, If it happened on U.S. soil, I don't think a whole lot we would get as much help as they are. But, as far as Hugo Chavez and that, I was listening to a thing earlier, and Venezuela and Nicaragua and a lot of them countries, there's more Spanish countries, I should say. They are very prejudiced against Haitians, and I didn't know this till tonight. They're very racist, because they... slave descent versus Spaniard French. I didn't know that that's why they're not donating money. They won't donate. They won't give no help to Haiti for that. And I thought that was a little ridiculous. Color's nothing. You look in a trash can, there's all kinds of colors in a trash can.
So well said. Oh, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. Take the blinders off. Give me a break. But that's a good excuse to also not help, and that's also a good excuse to jump on the U.S. But it's you're right about that. That's a big thing, even with Mexico and the Spanish, et cetera, breaking down various groups. Like the people in Spain want nothing to do with Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, any of that kind of stuff. And then the reverse in South America, which you just mentioned, yeah.
Right. I just want people to remember that next time Obama goes abroad and says we're an arrogant country and a very selfish country. I want people to remember that we're not arrogant, we're not selfish, we give more than any other country, and we're always the first ones to go and help. Which, and especially in a time like this, it makes you proud to say you're an American, even though, you're right, we're giving more than any other is, but it makes you proud to know that, we're the ones that always step up no matter what, so...
Absolutely. Well said, Stu. Thank you. Stu said it right. It is true. Americans give the most. So what's the beef? What's the rub, the raw rub on everybody coming after us, especially when it comes to how we dole out aid? 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents or AmericaTonight.net. We'll catch you up next round.